Matic. This time he does score. Romelu Lukaku with his first for Manchester United. He'll feel a whole lot better now.
Yeah, so Lukaku, I don't think he did badly. I think the points we made earlier regarding the improvement in performance in the second half was helped by the directness we could afford through Rashford. And I think there's a couple of times in the first half where he was left with like 40 yards still to go towards goal.
Yeah, and from the 40 yards to the next teammate.
Yeah, he's never gonna do that on his own because he's just not that sort of player.
No. I mean, very few players are that sort of player. I thought, again, I was encouraged because I don't want him to do anything other than what he can do, which is hold the ball up, be nice and tidy, lay the ball off, and get involved in the final third. And if we're not going to get to the final third and produce in the final third, I'm not going to blame him.
No.
I don't care if he stands up there for 90 minutes and does nothing. Well. Because he has, I don't need him to have a big active role. When the ball is about, he did hold it up well, I thought, today, well enough when it was played into him. You know, he's capable of sort of beating a player and laying it off, playing the pass, whatever. And in the round the box, he didn't waste it. You know, he didn't pass balls away or try and run it and get tackled or anything like that. But he didn't get any chances. Fair enough, the one came back off, was a Pogba's header, and he blazed over the bar.
Yeah.
Poor, very poor. Should score.
Yeah.
But...
The thing is, you know, in terms of, yeah, there was the directness from Rashford coming on, but I also thought that there was an impact in the same sense from Fellaini coming on and heading forward and us delivering balls into his chest. He pulls them down. He's very good at actually turning and laying that off. And surely that's something that you would expect to get from Lukaku as well, but we didn't really see that all game. And in terms of doing what he can do best, I would usually expect him to make a chance for himself out of nothing. I'm not necessarily expecting him to score out of nothing if we're not producing for him, but I would expect him to sort of make a half yard, a turn, a shot, even a pot chance every now and again. I was surprised that we didn't see him taking a few shots from distance.
Yeah, I think you really have to go back and look at his touch. Like, I don't think we had the ball around him for him to do that. You know, I struggle to think of any time he got it in any kind of space around the edge of the box or anything like that. You know, I don't think it happened, you know, for him in that way. We had no real controlled, you know, possession around their final third. And if we did, it was just a lump ball into the box or something like that, you know, which even at that he should make something of, and he nearly did once. For me, I'm quite happy for him to stand there, wait on the chances coming. And I think if we don't create those chances, then that's the issue and we need to solve that problem, you know.
Yeah. Although he did have a few. There was also that sort of that lack of self awareness from him when I think Herrera.
That was obvious, like.
Yeah. So Herrera's tackled it. It's sort of gone behind. Herrera's clearly in the best position to get to it anyway.
He should stay wide because then they've got to square across.
Exactly. Yeah. So like, first of all, I just thought it was poor movement and combination play. Like, he shouldn't have been trying.
But
to
also,
be
is Herrera not giving him a shout? Do you know what I mean? Because Herrera went mental after he touched.
Well, I thought that, but at that
there
point,
was a good 2 seconds where Herrera could be shouting, leave, you know, you're off, or whatever, you know.
Well, he might have said it, he might have ignored him, we don't really know, do we? You'd expect Herrera to say, knowing Herrera. So I thought that was a bit of a lack of self-awareness and just poor combination play, because I don't know why he was going for it anyway. Because he was offside when that was played, but if he just got back onside for that ball to be cut back to him, it should be, you know, a fairly good chance. But anyway, never mind. I thought it was a mixed bag for him.
I was pleased he got the goal, and that is what people say about him, and certainly what Everton fans. You know, he doesn't let big misses faze him. He'll completely miss a sitter, but 5 minutes later score. You know, other players, and players who I would worry about at United, you know,
let it get to
them, and they start hiding from the ball, or they fluff the next chance as well, something like that. Whereas him, and also Rashford, who also has a miss in him, as we saw, I don't think they let it really affect him too much, and I was really pleased. And, you know, he couldn't miss the one he got. Poor bit of keeping. Good shot from Matic again, star man. But good, tidy finish. And you know, a fox in the box, no issue with that whatsoever. He'll score headers, he'll score his own goals, and he'll score one-on-ones. I wish a few chances to fail to other people had fallen to him. But you can't pick and choose, ultimately. So, again, I was pleased. I have no concerns about all about Lukaku. I have to say, I think he'd be great for us. But it's about making us play the best way for him. You know, there's no point in trying to ask him to do things that aren't in his remit, you know.